Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 92nd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Tell your story with public relations. This is what we'll be talking in this episode, how to tell your story and how powerful it can be if you are using public relations. And to talk about this theme, I thought it was really interesting to look at what makes a book success. How does literary success happen? You think it's through advertising or thanks to public relations? You might be also thinking that word of mouth can go a long way when it comes to making book famous and successful. This is absolutely true. But here, public relations plays a key role. Never advertising. Why? Because even if it's someone, if it's your neighbor who's talking to you about a great book that he read and you want to go and buy it, and you bought it, for example, well, your neighbor might have heard about this book and read about this book in his local newspaper. So maybe someone, a book critic, wrote a critic about it. Ads can play an important role, but it's always a role of a reminder to potential buyers, buyers who probably already have heard about this book, and then they see it, so it's a kind of a reminder. It's showing that a book also can be available or where it's going to be sold or if it's on sale. But advertising isn't the secret of its success. And it's not how the word got out on that book in the first place. I'm not against advertising. You probably heard me that I do some campaigns once in a while. I've used Facebook, Instagram, and even LinkedIn on occasion because it's so powerful. I don't know if you're familiar with Facebook ads, but it's very interesting. It's another world. So all this to say that I'm not against publicity and advertising, on the contrary, and I've used it to promote the Nata PR School. But think about it. Why do you buy a book? There are about four reasons why you will buy a book. The first reason is you read a journalist that's giving a glowing review and ecstatic review in a publication that you read regularly. It can be your newspaper, and maybe in the Sunday newspaper, there's a section about books, and you read a critic about a book that seems incredible, and you go buy it. So that's number one, the first reason. The second reason, maybe you're like me, you go and check the New York Times bestseller list. That's PR, my friend, because the New York Times is a newspaper. That's great. I love to do that too. Third reason, maybe you're curious and you follow what Oprah picked for her book club. You love Oprah. You think she's an amazing human being. Or you're just like me. You're curious and you want to, you listen to what she says because so many people are talking about her. She's such a phenomenon. Oh my God, she's bigger than anything you can think of. So she's an incredible personality. So I'm curious and I want to know what are the books that she's selected. So your neighbor or your friend who's talking to you about this amazing book might have found this book from one of the above four reasons. Maybe it's another friend that told him. He just is curious and he's a big fan of Oprah. He goes and read all these New York Times bestseller lists, you know, those lists where they talk about the best books, the bestsellers, or is reading reviews in magazines and in newspapers about books. In the United States, if you think about those lucky books that have been chosen and discussed by Oprah Winfrey, it's really easy to see the PR and the promotional role she's played. When she does that, she really becomes like a PR person for that book. Like she becomes this attaché de presse, right? It's amazing the power she has. And each of the books, if you think about, you know, the Harry Potter collections and this incredible phenomenon, and behind each new book, there was a well-crafted PR campaign for sure that got all the world's biggest newspaper or media talking about a new Harry Potter book coming out. PR, PR, right? It's also reported that when this character that I love, I don't know if you remember these TV series back in the days. They were among the first ones. This one is the Sopranos. That was way before Netflix, but that's the beginning. To me, that's the beginning of a TV series, quality TV series that the public started loving. And there was this character, Tony Soprano, a mafioso that was killing people, that was so... so good, and at the, you know, America just fell in love with that character. All this to say that in one episode, he decided to talk about a book that he loved. So the character was mentioning that one of his favorite books was The Art of War from this Chinese author. I'm not going to pronounce the name well, I'm sure. Sun Tzu. So The Art of War. Well, the book just raised to instantly to the sixth, became sixth on the list of the USA Today bestseller. And of course, the editor had to like print 25,000 very quickly. These are really interesting phenomena. So that's a big PR stunt. And it's one of the classic tools that we use, having a personality talk about your product, right? So that's, it can be a character too. Of course, we're talking about huge successes here, like kind of huge exceptions. Not all books can fit on that path, for sure. Still, it's really interesting to see what makes them a success. I love looking at those huge, crazy successes because it amplifies the technique they've used and how they became that successful. And then you can, you know, you can repeat it and do the same thing, even if it's not on the same scale. It's always possible to do the same thing. And if you look at those, there are some recurring theme with each of these phenomenon, with these crazy success, and advertising has nothing to do with it. Isn't that interesting? But public relation does. This is, to me, the best example when I'm talking to clients and they don't know if PR works and what is PR. It's sometimes I can understand it's not easy to grasp what we do and what's behind it. It's really close to word of mouth when you think about it. Like we have a kind of influence. But this, I tell them about the book. So did they buy a book recently? Where did they read about it? And I tell them this is PR. It's never publicity that's behind that. And some writers are real PR geniuses. I don't know if you remember that book, Who Moved My Cheese, from Spencer Johnson. This is someone I admire. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. And so Who Moved My Cheese sold for more than 30 million copies. A crazy success. It didn't happen overnight. So there was a buildup behind that. And this is what he did for many years. So Mr. Johnson was sending excerpts from previous books, actually. So then Fortune 50 companies, these successful entrepreneur was sending also a part of his first books to banks and other large corporations. And of course, that's how they finally knew about what he was writing and they discovered him. So after that, when he launched his book, many companies, about thousands of his books, because, you know, they had been exposed to his work. And let me step in my PR shoes for just a few seconds, a few minutes. Let me talk to you about a book that I love called Atomic Habits that I still read and read. It's a perfect book if you want to change anything in your life, you want to change some habits, and you want to, you know, not do overboard and do crazy things. It's an incredible book. It's called Atomic Habits. And I became familiar with this book through one of my coaches. And she mentioned that book. And since I loved her work so much and I gained so much from working with her, of course, this book became one of my favorite and I started reading it right away. And today, of course, a book like Atomic Habits do benefit a lot from social media, from podcasts. And the author is invited all over. And he also has his own podcast. He has a huge following online. And so now you can combine also what's happening online for sure. And that really demonstrates great interest for this type of book, right? Conclusion. Can you think of any bestsellers that have got that way to became like so successful because of advertising? Thanks to advertising, they became successful. Do you know one book? I'm sure you don't. But if you find one, please write to me and send me the information because I'm going to do some research on it. It might be the exception, confirming the rule, as we say in French, but it's always public relation that generates the buzz for books and for many other products. It's true for many things, actually, probably for most of everything. But yeah, as I say, I'm not against publicity, so don't forget that, because I think, you know, you can attract people. It's just when you want to build a brand, something that's going to last over time, public relation is extremely powerful. So in this episode, we're talking about using public relations to tell your story. So books are a great example of this technique. And so I hope you've enjoyed and that you're inspired by this little public relation breaks, as I'd like to say. And if you're not on our list, please go on our website, nanapr.com, and get on our list. You'll get all the information about our trainings, free trainings that we give. As you know, I'm not giving trainings all the time because most of my time is behind the agency. I still manage NetApr, but I'd like to hear from you, of course, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.